shortly after the House voted 354-60 to rebuke the president's decision to withdraw troops from Syria.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo are in Turkey now to push for a ceasefire in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
I don't like him.
Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know
what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes. You won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
No. Coffee is for closes only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's
showtime.
Let's talk about winning.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game. We'd love to see you win that and a $1,000 gift card to select stores at the Eastdale Mall. And this hour's name is Alonza Arrington. Alonza Arrington, you have till 9 to call us at 396-5477 and make sure you're in that drawing for that $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Alonza Arrington, the number again, 396-5477. As long as we're talking about winning, we'll have, is it number 7 or number 8? It's going by so fast.
8. This will be week 8 of, week eight. Yeah.
Man. Duncan and Son predict a thun. Who's playing who this weekend?
Tennessee is playing Alabama, right. And Arkansas is playing Auburn.
You have the brain of a sieve.
Of a sieve?
Yeah. I have several of those, by the way, and I use them in making that chili that is part one of Jay's birthday breakfast spectacular.
I know.
Anyway, the Duncans will be here tomorrow, and you'll have a chance to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, complete service on your vehicle, and a $100 set up a little account for you at the location that's closest to you that you can use towards the purchase of whatever you need, brake repairs, tires, whatever, at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, locations in Millbrook behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We got down to the 40s this morning. We're at 51 right now, so definitely jacket weather out there, and I think tonight's going to be another jacket night. But there's another fly in the ointment. Actually, there's a low in the Gulf. It's something that we have to watch. We've been talking about it for a few days, possible tropical development in the Gulf. Now the National Hurricane Center is not only indicating that this Invest 96L is getting better organized, they're saying, using their words, it could be a tropical storm or a subtropical storm. That would mean it gets a name, and the next name on the list is Nestor, and it's heading generally in our direction towards the northern Gulf Coast. So when would it affect us? Well, I think today's fine. Today's a good day. High 72. Clouds on the increase tonight. Chilly, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We're still dry. But the Gulf system is spreading the clouds over us. High 72. Risk of some tropical rain beginning in the overnight hours late Friday night and periods of rain on Saturday. Breezy as the system will be somewhere near the coast. Okay? Not necessarily the Alabama coast, but it'll be a close call, really. So maybe maybe northwest Florida coast, but it'll be affecting us. Saturday's high 71. Nice day Sunday, high around 80. A cold front on Monday night. Looks like that one will bring some strong storms to the state. Right now, 51 degrees at 8:05.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Today is Norm MacDonald's birthday. It's the big 6-0. So we've played a couple of Norm bits already, but this hour we're going to do at least three, and we have to play the bed and breakfast bit. Maybe to open happy hour this afternoon, because that's an all-time classic. Norm MacDonald hitting the big 6-0. People have been hitting each other on the roads this morning. Back to Skipper in the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 southbound is moving. That disabled vehicle on the Alabama River Bridge is out of the way. But because of the backup, you still may be in slow traffic moving into Montgomery. A lot of heavy traffic at all of the exit ramps as folks are finally beginning to filter into work. But it is moving in that direction. However, we still have a good backup on I-65 northbound at Fairview Avenue. That accident earlier with the fatality. You're going to be in traffic there. It's going to take a few minutes to get through there, but just try to be patient. Around the city, we don't have any other accidents to tell you about, but it is busy on the roads this morning. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, coming up to Conundrum, and our first Norm MacDonald bit will be the story of the crocodile hunter. 807.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be on hand with thousands of job opportunities. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the three-year-old that also goes by Cupcake. Police say she was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with helpful information could contact 911 immediately or Birmingham Crime Stoppers. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. And those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make them sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so you know the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't.
Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
one of the greatest throwaway lines. Anybody that can make you laugh over something that really wasn't funny is good.
Well,
it was tragic at the time.
It was tragic at the time.
But even him playing Scrabble, the Scrabble story is hilarious.
Old Harold Delaney.
It is Harold.
The bed and breakfast.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right. I'm sure we've all had some unusual sleeping experiences.
Yep.
We've at times been challenged to be able to fall asleep. Now, the latest in sleep news is a kidney-shaped cushion that comes with a birth certificate and mirrors your breathing patterns to help you nod off. It looks like Darth Vader. See that there?
Oh, yeah.
It's a little odd. Why does it come with a birth certificate? Is it a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I think that's very similar. Did you ever get a certificate that says they named a star after you?
Right.
No, I never did.
I mean, I haven't gotten one.
And I'm grateful.
But Shelly Sko gave me one of those.
It is such a crock.
It is.
Well, let's find out more about the Darth Vader robot.
If you are having trouble sleeping, a sleep robot that breathes with you can help. And now, there's the ultimate sleep robot.
I find your lack of sleep disturbing.
The Darth Vader sleep robot.
Can it help me?
Join me in breathing, and together we will rule our dreams as father and son.
That's creepy.
The Darth Vader sleep robot will even sing you lullabies.
Twinkle, twinkle, Death Star. How I wish you didn't get blown up by that rebel scum. Twice.
Cuddle up to your Darth Vader sleep robot.
Ow! Put your lightsaber away.
That was my elbow.
Wake up. The circle is now complete.
I think it's silly, but I'll post the story on Facebook and see if you have an opinion on it. I think for real sleep solutions,
Mr. Sandman
is the answer.
That's a good one.
See what I did there?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
We will have those available in the near future. It sounds like a great investment to me.
Well, look, you know what? You know what's a great investment, considering you spend one-third, roughly, of your life on it, is a mattress that just takes care of you.
Mm-hmm. It does. A mattress is a wonderful thing, as are pillows, and even having a pretty bedroom with a nice bed is a nice thing. So, and we've got all of that on sale right now at Mr. Sandman. Our Millbrook store is closing, not our Montgomery store, it's just our Millbrook store. We've got some great floor sample deals up there. And that's a big store. It's a 10,000 square foot showroom. So you've got a lot of mattresses to choose from on markdowns, a lot of beds, headboards. So come see it 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. In Montgomery, we've got great sales going on also on our Beauty Vest, our Serta's, our Jameson's, our Diamond mattresses. And again, we're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And if you need it, we've got it, and we'll save you money on it and give you a great product.
No doubt about it. We have been customers many times. I know one family that has bought 15 mattresses from this man.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've had some that have bought, over the 20-something years I've been in business, I've had some that have bought, one in particular, probably about 40.
I'm sleeping on a Mr. Sandman mattress.
Same.
Yeah.
We wouldn't go anywhere else.
So there's three of us in this room. Oh, and no, there's four of us in this room. And that includes Bailey.
Oh, you got it. Briscoe's not here, but I know he loves the mattress, too.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate y'all, too, because y'all bring me a lot of good customers. And
y'all have a great day, man.
Can't go wrong with Mr. Salmon. Thank you for your time, sir. Now, back to business.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. I should mention our name at least one more time. Kenya, Alonza Arrington. Alonza Arrington, you are the 8 o'clock hour name, and you have until 9 to call 396-5477 to make sure you're in on the drawing for a $1,000 gift certificate to select stores at Eastdale Mall. That's Alonza Arrington. And it's conundrum time.
Yep.
I put these up here.
Oh.
I don't know. See, these are from leftover. I think we did that middle one already, and I know we did.
Oh no, this last one is good.
Okay, all right.
Because I know we have a lot of moms that listen. Nearly one-third of moms think their son does this too much. Let me see if there isn't a better way to rephrase this.
Why'd you get out of the bathroom?
Rich Feldman will have the weather here in just a moment. One-third of moms think their son overdoes this when they use it.
Why'd you get out of the bathroom? It's the same thing.
Yeah. Sure showers a lot now.
I know this. My mother would say, you hang around with some bad influences in there, Gregory Benjamin.
You're so naughty.
No, they're naughty. They're the ones that are taking this. So what is this thing that one-third of moms think their sons do overdo, use too much?
I think you just leave it alone. Just let it be.
Yeah.
See what we get.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think we should add the disclaimer.
Not that.
Whatever that you're thinking of. 272,
every single thing we referenced just then, it's not that.
Okay, so one-third of moms think their sons, and I'm guessing, you know, no matter how old you are, you're still your mother's son. I'm thinking this is moms with younger sons.
Yeah, I got you. Need guidance on this.
You know, they say it's like, if a drug or a beer or an alcoholic beverage makes me feel good, then, boy, think how great I'll feel after 15 more.
But
it's not that.
I would just comment that this may have even been a bigger deal.
News talk, who's this?
A while back.
Yeah.
Lisa. And not as much today, but I don't know if that helps you or not, but anyway, give us a call.
I don't understand a word you just said. Don't worry, we always wind up giving the inevitable clue, and Sam is first. What's on up? This one. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. I have no idea about Rich's clue. Let's go with sleep too much.
Okay, that's right. That's really a good one. That's a really good answer.
I can see my mother going,
I'm sick of this!
You're sleeping too much.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning! Get up!
But I didn't come home until 9 a.m.
Right.
All right, thanks, Sam. 272-9228. I would think we would get more guesses from actual moms of sons.
Yeah.
Something that their sons overdo. One-third of moms say this is true. And Lisa is next.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. I would say it's cologne / aftershave.
She says my son puts on too much cologne or aftershave.
Guess what? That's exactly right. I know a lot of folks that don't wear cologne anymore, but that was a big deal in the 80s, especially. Oh, my God. You could smell people coming. It was
English leather was one. High karate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
And musk.
And, you know,
this Fleetwood Mac song. We should do one.
And I wore daddy's because it just reminded me. Old Spice.
That was my first cologne too. Yeah.
I mean, that smells good.
Stetson. That was my dad's.
Yeah. So I thought Stetson was a hat.
It is. That's how they advertised it. But yes.
Well, Lisa, may we ask, was this just your wily feminine intuition kicking in here, or?
No, three teenage boys that you could smell the axe coming a mile away.
Oh, God, remember what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Axe body spray?
Yes.
Oh, axe. God.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, well, that's good. That's what we were looking for.
I came up the stairs to the studio one day, and I thought I had walked into World War I with gas. Mustard gas. I am not kidding. The axe was so thick and heavy, my eyes were burning.
You could cut it with an axe.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, Lisa, you've won $10 of fine dining at Seafood Bistro.
Hang on just a second.
We're going to check traffic, and then when we come back, Jay will tell you all the great menu options you have at the Seafood Bistro.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic out of Prattville this morning on I-65 southbound. It is moving, but it is still busy between Prattville and the 143 entrance ramp from Millbrook. You will get through there, but just be patient. I-65 northbound at Fairview, we had an accident with a fatality early this morning. That is still causing problems. There's one lane open, as far as we know, just one lane open there, and traffic is stacked up. Because of all of these interruptions, people are just now filtering into Montgomery with alternate routes. We have a higher than usual traffic volume for this time of the morning, so use caution. Be careful. You'll get where you're going before you know it. Hey, Thursday night, tonight, $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss Monday night football with 50-cent wings at the Shack. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Right here. Hey, thanks, Greg. Nobody heard that. Hey, it's Jay, and I want to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. Paul and Jessica have made something that's been around for, well, I'm actually not sure how long Seafood Bistro has been around now. But they've been at their new location now for over a year. And before that, they had been at that the gas station there for a while. And I knew thinking, gas station, if you'd never saw them there. But yeah, right. It was one of those little hideout places, man.
It was amazing.
And it was fantastic.
It was functional. And it was great.
And it worked. And then they finally got their own place.
They're in a bigger spot.
And they're doing great. It's 1651 Perry Hill Road, just right down the street from here. You can call them at 279-7500. Now, if you need directions to that or you need to know how to get there, Facebook's where to go. Or theseafoodbistro.com. is their web address, theseafoodbistro.com. When you go to that place, you'll see not only where they're located and the hours of operation and numbers and everything else, you'll also see the entire menu and what they serve. So you can put your order ahead, and they will have it ready for you. You can do it online if you want to. You can do it by phone if you'd like to. And if you want to get it delivered, well, why not use one of the delivery apps? And they'll bring you some great food like the shrimp po' boy, which is just, I mean, if you've never been to, I mean, it's the standby. It's the standard, basically. It's the one you go to. The po' boy with the shrimp and the dragon sauce. It's delicious. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook, The Seafood Bistro.
Thanks, Jay. It's 8:23. It is the birthday of our favorite funny guy, Norm MacDonald, who is the Big Six today. And we cannot let this day pass without the story of old Harold Delaney. So you're going to hear him in just a couple of moments. 8:24.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know? That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I banging on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on the my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, yeah, anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Yeah, sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I can introduce him sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one
right.
you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know, and then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know, I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying, you know, that if a fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I mean avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game, and I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that, you know? Throwing it off.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, but sometimes when we do our hit with CBS 8 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
they shot that promo where we're all, the whole bunch of us sitting mm-hmm. on the couch
yeah.
chatting.
Yeah.
And I swear, when I see myself on that sofa, I look like old Harold Delaney.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling a story.
What?
Never heard tell of a boot?
Everybody's listening in.
Yeah.
Tell us another story, Harold.
One more time, we would like to announce our name for this hour. It's Alonzo Arrington, not Harrington. Alonzo Arrington. And you have until 9, about half an hour, to call us at 396-5477. If you have not entered the name game contest, go to newstalk931.com. This goes on from 6 till 5 p.m. every afternoon. We announce the name every hour. If we announce yours, you have a shot through the end of the week at a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. It is 8:31 now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. This morning was the coldest morning we've had for 6 months now, since last April. And textbook perfect day today, the kind of the fall day that we dreamed about on those hot July afternoons. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds, a nice breeze, high 72. Tonight, I think it'd be the clouds start to move in from that Gulf system that we're going to be talking about. Jacket weather again, I think we get to the upper 40s Friday. Mostly cloudy as moisture continues to increase from a developing tropical system that we think could become a tropical depression, tropical storm, maybe subtropical. But still, it could get a name. It's not out of the question, according to the Hurricane Center. All right. And it's heading in our general direction, the northern Gulf Coast. So periods of rain could begin as late Friday night in the overnight hours and into part of the day on Saturday. The heavier rain would be down closer to the coast with a high temperature up to about 71 Saturday. Sunday's nice. All of that's gone. High around 80. And then another strong front comes in late Monday night with the possibility of some, maybe a squall line with it Monday night in the overnight hours, a cold front. Right now this morning, we have still kind of a chill out there, 50 degrees at 8:32. Well, there's been a lot of accidents this morning, hasn't there? This has been a really bad morning for accidents.
Unfortunately, yes.
And if you're in an accident, of course, you know, a lot of things go through your mind immediately. You think about, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to deal with the police. We got to call 911. I got to get the police out here. I got to call the insurance company. Oh, but at least I know where I'm going to take my car. And in my case, that's always been, for the last 30-some years, Montgomery Paint and Body, because they are straight shooters, and they already always have been, and they're very meticulous about not only fixing the damage you can see, but the damage you can't see that they envision behind that panel or under the chassis. Other concerns may do some shortcuts, you know, maybe pocket some of that money and not fix some of those hidden damage things that go on in an accident. But not Donnie and Brandon Turner and the crew at Montgomery Paint and Body. Their phone number is easy, 27 Rec with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. In business for over 35 years and going strong right now, Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I just got my daily Netflix email.
Mm-hmm.
Top suggestions for you, Greg. Today says, Greg, we just added a movie you might like.
Pinky Blinders?
Let me just say this. That's Netflix, serious. You do not know me. You really don't know me. I don't know where you're coming up with these suggestions.
Pinky Blinders?
I thought, do you have Netflix or no? I you got rid of it.
I did, and then I re-signed so Goose could get, and we could get the office.
I saw that movie with the guy that came for the dictionary.
Did? Yeah. What'd you think of that?
I was distracted and couldn't get into the plot line. However, you're right about the acting was incredible.
Yeah. And again, what I really loved was, and this goes to the story the other day about Ellen laughing with Bush at a football game.
Right.
And I have to give her credit because she did not back down. She did not apologize. She said, yeah, we don't agree on much, but you know what? We're all different.
Right.
That's a great example. So I don't know what the rage mob expects her to do. Punch him? I don't know. Yeah. But I'm totally on her side with that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons it's a good movie. You do have to pay attention to it. It's not one that you can just kind of...
You can't just half watch it. But the acting was great.
Two people politically could not be more divergent than Mel Gibson and Sean Penn.
I know. Well, Sean Penn played that guy. Wow.
It was
And the makeup job on Sean Penn. Wow.
Yeah. But the best part at the end, where they show the actual people that movie was based on, we're talking about a film on Stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that channel called The Professor and the Madman.
About one of the first Webster dictionaries, wasn't it?
The Oxford
Dictionary.
And what a massive undertaking it was. It took decades to finish because they not only had to find the words and define them, but they also had to find the origins. So the amount of paperwork, and this is, of course, before computers and stuff, so it was quite the... Then they come out yesterday, and the words they're adding to Oxford, like whatevs. Get out of here with that. That does not belong in the Oxford Dictionary. I'm sorry. In a moment, if drinks could talk. But first...
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 southbound out of Prattville. Still moving a little bit slow at 143, where the Millbrook folks join you on the commute every morning. However, it is open and you will get into town. Just be patient. I-65 northbound at Fairview Avenue. It's beginning to move a little better through there. Still backed up, but hopefully that's going to get to moving good here in a few minutes. The result of all these backups, though, we have heavier than normal traffic downtown and around the city at this time, so please use caution and drive carefully out there. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm watching this video clip debating whether or not... Do you get the point here? This dog...
He's gonna jump over that huge fence that dog does. However, he's a little more skeptical when he sees... The vacuum cleaner.
Isn't that weird?
The nasty, evil vacuum cleaner. He won't jump over that boy.
You know, my buddy Bill Ray here in town used to own the Oryx store. And I got an Oryx from him. And I just got a note, an email, that my warranty expired after 10 years.
Uh-huh.
You get a 10-year warranty with those. And do you know how many times I had to have it fixed? Zero.
None.
Yeah, my daughter still has the one I got. It was pre-owned. Bill got it fixed up for me, and I took it down to her when she was in college, and she still uses that one.
Have you ever owned a dog that wasn't scared of the vacuum cleaner? Because I haven't.
The funniest thing, freaked by the vacuum. I think they must emit a noise or a tone at a level that really upsets them.
Must be.
Because Hershey attacks it.
Yeah.
You know, and he's such a little screwball, but it's funny. He shows the whites of his teeth.
Right.
And, you know, but our next topic, if drinks could talk, see if you agree with this.
Here's today's installment of If Drinks Could Talk. Coffee.
You can do this.
Wine.
You do not have to do this.
Tequila.
Oh, my God. Did you really just do that?
And that was today's installment of If Drinks Could Talk.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, we're saluting Norm MacDonald on this his 60th birthday. We got another clip from Norm. First, though, your local news at 8:39.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the 3-year-old that police say was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with information on Camille McKinney, who also goes by Cupcake's whereabouts, should contact 911 immediately or call Birmingham Crime Stoppers. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be there with thousands of job opportunities. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating, and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young McDonald's birthday is another clip.
I've never asked you this before, and we've been good friends for many years. Okay, I made that up. But
no. We haven't?
No, we're friends. We're good friends. But I don't know what your... McDonald, is that Irish? Is that Scottish? What's your ethnic background?
My ethnic background is Polish.
Are you really Polish?
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
McDonald,
you don't...
Well, my parents changed their names. They right. had to because of the constant ribbing they'd get for being Polish, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they changed their name to McDonald. But, you know, it's one of the things that you can, you know... I mean, I get a little upset about it, you know? Because, you know...
All
you
the
can't,
Polish jokes
Yeah,
stuff.
You can't make jokes about other people, but for some reason you make jokes about Polish people, you know?
Right, right.
I don't like it.
Right. you shouldn't. That sounds bad. Yeah.
I mean, I had an experience, you know. I go in and I order a Polish sausage, mm-hmm. you know, from this guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the guy says to me, oh, you must be Polish. And I said, come on, man. I mean, come on. Think about it, what you're saying. You know, I'm trying to knock some sense into this fellow's head. Maybe give him a wider world view, you know?
Sure, yeah.
I said, you think because I order a Polish sausage, I'm Polish. I said, what if somebody came in here and ordered French toast? Would you think he was French, you know?
Right.
I mean, what if somebody came in here and ordered a Belgian waffle? Would you consider that guy a Belgian, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, if a guy came in and ordered a German bratwurst, would you consider that fella to be a German fella?
Right.
I said, what if a guy came in and ordered German potato salad? I suppose you'd think he was German too. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I said, what if a guy.
Wow, you talked to this guy for a while.
I'm telling you, man.
He's worse than I am with long story.
With racists, you have to get through.
You have to really get it into their head. Right.
I said, if a guy came in and he ordered a Cuban hamburger, are you going to assume he's a Cuban?
Right, right, right.
I said, I think it is absolutely ridiculous that just because I come in and I order a Polish sausage, why would you jump to the fact that I'm Polish?
Right.
And the guy says to me, well, first of all, it's a hardware store.
That's a long way to get to that.
Yeah. It is 8:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in former, thankfully, Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right. We start in Milwaukee. What was the beer that made Milwaukee famous?
Oh, that was Miller, right?
No.
Miller?
Old.
Old style?
Oh, old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee. Yeah. Old style Milwaukee. They merged. A couple there says they awoke last Thursday morning to find their car, laptop, and other electronics had been stolen. Security camera footage caught the thief taking his shoes off before entering the home and also locking up the garage on his way out. Just one thing in his getaway. He left his shoes behind. He forgot to put them back on. And with a DNA match, that case is closed. All right, number two.
Just go barefoot next time.
We go to Texas for this dork, Jason San Miguel of Wharton. Ever been to Wharton, Texas?
No.
Neither have I never heard of it until this. He has been wanted on burglary charges. Last Friday, a cop called him to tell him to turn himself in. Jason responded by telling the cop there was, quote, no way they would ever find him. No way they'd ever find me. 3 hours later, police spotted his car in his driveway and found him hiding in his own attic. He is now facing 5 to 10 years for burglary.
Hiding in the attic.
Some real geniuses.
All right.
And then, where's the last one here? Hang on one sec. We have, this happened in Oklahoma.
Okay.
This is a couple with an open relationship. A guy and two women. Tim Yost is married to a 36-year-old woman named Michelle. They had an open relationship that included 29-year-old Amanda. And it worked for a few months until back in September when Amanda announced she didn't want to be the other woman anymore, so Tim left Rochelle and their three kids to go be with her. You following the bouncing ball here? That did not turn out to be domestically blissful, and neither what followed. Tim and Amanda got into a big fight over toilet paper, laundry, and dishes. The top three fight starters in any marriage.
Yep.
Toilet paper, laundry, dishes. He stormed out. Rochelle came with her van to get his stuff, and Tim drove off on his Harley. But Amanda, scorned, was furious. She drove after Tim on his motorcycle and hit him and knocked him off the freeway as it was moving, and then pulled up and proceeded to beat the living snot out of Rochelle. Everybody was arrested on multiple felony counts and taken to jail. Tim went to the hospital, but he's expected to be okay eventually. He told reporters, in fact, I think I might have the sound clip right here. He told reporters that it was just like some, well, you'll hear it here in a second, because this one.
Well, there's a wreck south of Waukumas, about 2 miles, and there's people beating each other up on the side of the road in the median.
There's people beating each other up?
Oh, my God! Everybody, you said this is a wreck on Highway 81. They're beating each other up.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face, just, I mean, just rocking her world. Oh, I get it. It's like some Jerry Springer.
I don't know. You know, the other two are kind of, you know, left his shoes and hiding in the attic. I kind of like the last one. What do you think?
That last one's, yeah.
The mastermind, I love the man. I've got this all figured out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
Right.
Let the dog get the car. He succeeds in doing everything except remembering to put the shoes back on.
Go.
Duh.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
All right. We've had some maroonity and some ignoramusery on the roads this morning. It's been busy. Let's take one final look.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 southbound out of Prattville. Still moving a little bit slow at 143 where the Millbrook folks join you on the commute every morning. However, it is open and you will get into town. Just be patient. I-65 northbound at Fairview Avenue. It's beginning to move a little better through there. Still backed up, but hopefully that's going to get to moving good here in a few minutes. The result of all these backups, though, we have heavier than normal traffic downtown and around the city at this time. So please use caution and drive carefully out there. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy birthday, Norm.
This is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yep.
Johnny Carson. Yeah, would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911? Because yep. He had a heart attack that turned, you know, yeah, fatal.
Fatal turn.
So if we could do a little sketch. You can do a little sketch.
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here
we go. I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's right. This studio.
Very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. this is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
You know who loved that bit? During happy hour in the afternoon? Young Joey. I'd play that.
God rest his soul.
Good to you, Joey. So...
Oh, is he still? Oh, there he is.
There's
Joey. Getting ready for news and views as we welcome our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Good morning to you.
Hey.
Good morning. Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, he's a funny guy, and we have 2 new Norm clips to play this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow it's Jay's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jay.
Well, thank you there, Randy. Appreciate it.
Keep having them.
Yeah.
You want to keep having them for sure.
Right.
Maybe not as often.
They roll around pretty quick.
You know what? They do. They actually roll around faster the older you get. But we've got a nice change of weather, more rain coming, so...
Yeah. I tell you, what a window of opportunity. If you're a person that plants green fields for deer a very good window in the next couple of days, because we have moisture in the ground and we have some follow-up moisture, I think, that we will get. So that's a good combination right there for a successful planting seeds in the first 30 days or developing a root system, and they need to have access to moisture before those root systems can form fully and fend for themselves, so to speak. So, yeah, great opportunity.
At last, too, with rain, for a while there, cactus was the only viable plant option.
Let me tell you what I have to do, though, with these hunters. I have to fight them. I have to fight them. They want to overplant. That sounds crazy. I sell seeds.
Right.
But, I mean, they want it to look like a lawn. And that's sometimes too thick. It's too much. And, you know, it would seem against my... There would be some businessmen out there who would say, sell them as much as they want.
Sure.
I don't believe that. No. We want to have them be successful.
That is not your style to do that, and I know from personal experience where I thought I needed one thing, you directed me to a just as an effective option, but at a lower cost, which is nice too.
Or no cost. You may have something that works fine, and we're quick to tell you, you know, use that product, it works. You don't need to buy anything from us. I don't look at sales, Greg. I never look at sales figures. I'm not that type of businessman. I don't understand them anyway. So I don't really look at them. But I do look at customers one at a time. And they're kind of try to look out after their financial interest.
If you're growing and you want to nourish it, if you've got something growing you want to get rid of it or anything in between for your lawn, garden, you're the best dog food values, Prattville Farm Center is the place. Your location and hours, Randy?
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That is just a short jaunt to the south of the Uptown McDonald's. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And my lovely wife will probably poke and prod me to church on Sunday.
She's a good one. She's a good one.
He's a good.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Lyalpha Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's. Shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Well, we're moving on.